Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Real quick, if you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top left side of the page for the afternoon show. The right side of the page on sonsoflibertymedia.com is Tim Brown's morning show. Subscribe to that page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to the live feed, as well as beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, left top side of the page. On Thursday, we're going to have this guy. You all remember Kevin Sorbo? Remember he was Hercules, the legendary Journeys of Hercules? This guy had the number one show in the country. I don't know if you guys know that or not. But he is a fellow brother from another mother, but he's a Christian. And we're going to get him on the radio with us on Thursday. And the reason we're going to do that, friends, is because, again, I need a little help here. Just trying to recoup 17 years of driving and whipping the horse, man. I'm telling you what, you need a little bit of a break, but we're going to have Kevin Sorbo's on with us on Thursday. We're going to dig into his world, and then we're going to ask him his testimony, because we want to hear about it. He's still out there doing the stuff. I know he does a lot of Christian movies. Also want to ask him about the state of Hollywood, and how does Hollywood treat him? I'm sure it's not good, but again, we'll find out Thursday. Kevin Sorbo will be with us. I talked to his wife yesterday, and I think we're probably going to pull her up on either my show or Tim's show. We'll keep you abreast as to how that's going to roll out in the up-and-coming days. Folks, I wanted to let you know, if you wanted to call in at any time, please do, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We all know this to be the case, right? We follow the Christ. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, and that is the truth of the matter. Read Exodus 18:25 when you get a moment. You can also read Deuteronomy 1. I was just reading that this morning. Oh, my goodness, friends. Definitely interjected into the two sciences that run into one another, Christianity and government. God gave government, so therefore, who should be the approved magistrates? Romans 13, who ordained the power? God did. Okay, so who would he appoint? Obedient children. There you have it. Just wanted to let you know. You can read John 14:21 when you get a moment. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will manifest myself unto him. Just thought I'd share that with you. We got much to cover. Assuming authorities, we see this all over the globe today, our said representatives in the United States, we see this happening across the globe, as I just said. They're assuming authority in powers that have never been delegated unto them, friends. This precipitates war. This precipitates war, and it's exactly what we're seeing in Canada. This effeminate prime minister, this Allah-worshipping prime minister in Canada, is pushing his people to no end, friends. And as I've said for years on this broadcast, and here we are in the reality of it, the tangibility of touching and tasting and seeing the realities of what we have been talking about for 15 years on this radio program, friends. We see the government corruption, and we see the mainstream media working hand in glove to incite domestic insurrection. If people would take the time to read the Declaration of Independence, it's exactly what the tyrant king across the pond did when he was assailing our forefathers, who were called terrorists by the tyrant king across the pond named King George, just for the record. I want to show you a couple more things. Let me just pull a couple curtains back so you can see the truth of the matter as to what is taking place across the United States, further tearing down the narrative of the pandemic that's been going on for almost 3 years now. This will probably make a couple people angry as to what is happening, but now we wonder why Spotify and Facebook and Google are driving censorship to or against those that are opposed to the narrative that's being set by that of Anthony Fauci. Well, it's interesting. JFK Jr. actually brought to the light, friends, Luke 12:2, that Google is a pharmaceutical company. So if you want to know why Facebook's doing it, that's a CIA operation, for those that didn't know. So is Twitter. Okay, and now we're finding out through the Tennessee Star on social media platforms. The Tennessee Star just reported the largest owner of Spotify stock, also largest owner of Moderna stock. If you want to know why the globalists are pushing together, because they are allied with Big Pharma to drive the narrative. And why would they do that? Because they're all invested into the stock. They're being paid to sell you out. Again, they're being paid to sell you out. Isaiah 28, verse 18. Read it when you get a moment and put that up afterwards, up against Luke 22, 48. Because it's exactly what we're seeing in the United States and on a global basis. I wanted to show you this as well because it coincides line upon line, precept upon precept. You just seen this? Ottawa's police chief resigns amid ongoing trucker protests in Canada. This was just released a couple hours ago by the propagandists through the Associated Press and their useful idiots, just so you know. Okay, the failure of police chief Peter Slowly to break the siege early on has infuriated many residents. That's not the truth at all. The majority of the people in Canada are for what the truckers are doing. Notice how the media is using the lie against the truth once again. They're mad at the chief of police because he was real slow to break the siege. No, it's the people that are bringing the siege against corruption in their said government, namely Justin Trudeau. I also want you to keep in mind, again, you want to see smoke and mirrors? Here you have it. Ottawa's chief of police resigns amid ongoing trucker protests in Canada. Really? This is what they really want you to believe. He's quitting because he didn't stop it in time. No, friends, we found out that the chief of police in Ottawa has invested big time into, guess what, friends? Big Pharma. Guess what's coming to the light right now? The fact that he's invested into Big Pharma. No wonder why he's going along with this whole rollout plan to continuously oppress the people in Canada. He's invested into it. Oh, you think it's happening just in Canada? You better think again, friends. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. We have our friend Derek calling from Australia right now. Derek, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
G'day, Bradley. How are you doing? All right. Lots of love from Australia here.
We appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. It's so great to see everyone around the world joining in the fight against tyranny. I just wanted to report back to you on how I saw things on the ground in Canberra on Saturday. I tell you now, I was never prouder in my life than being there on Saturday with all my Australian brothers and sisters. And it was so marvellous and wonderful to have a purpose-made audio from the organiser from the Canadian protesters, giving us a message of strength and support and solidarity. So just a really wonderful, wonderful feeling. And I have to report, I felt an absolute divine, wonderful strength and spirit that was there from us, from our dear Father and God Jesus. It's just an absolutely incredible feeling.
Amen. You know, it's interesting, Derek. I'm going through the book of the Torah right now, and I'm on Deuteronomy. And it's interesting. The Lord said in Deuteronomy 4:6 that this would be our wisdom to the nations, that we merely obeyed him in keeping his commandments, and we keep his commandments because we love him, because he saved us from our sins, Matthew 1:21. And with that said, he also said, if you keep my statutes and my judgments, you deal with the wicked, you are going to live a long life on this earth. In fact, the matter is, if we fail to do so, that nation will be turned into hell. And I'm thinking of Psalm 916 and 917. And we're seeing the reality of God's words, his blessings and his curses upon a people that will obey and those that will not obey. And so it comes as no surprise to understand or to hear from you, my friend, in Australia concerning the presence of God during these times that you're actually out there protesting corruption in your particular government. We appreciate you, Derek, and I totally appreciate you calling us and letting us know what's going on. Matter of fact, on Saturday's show, I brought up a brand new video of the protests. They were just, I'm having fun, but in all truth, they were ginormous. And it's interesting how the mainstream media keeps censoring the voice of the people, and the people have to now wake up on a global basis to understand this is how the mainstream media has been operating far too long on a global basis, and they must be lawfully dealt with. What say you?
Oh, absolutely. Entirely agree with you. I can give you a fairly accurate number count that was there. About 1.4 million people in front of Parliament House. Where I was parked, they had to keep opening more paddocks, more fields, I guess you'd call it.
Okay.
The farmers had to keep opening more fields, and approximately 400,000 cars, trucks, caravans, trailers, all parked out together. Some of the footage online has been absolutely incredible.
How is the media responding to those protests over there? Do they keep tightening the noose, per se, or are they backing off? Or are they continuously provoking the people in a much more severe way? We say here, Derek, we allow their cruelties to swell our ranks. Our ranks are swelling on a global basis. What are the ranks looking like, and how are they responding to the tyranny in Australia from your bird's eye view?
Mainstream media reported there was hundreds of people there.
Yep,
that
yep.
That's not true, of course, obviously. I don't see much of an improvement in the truth of the media, to be honest with you, but I think the overwhelming support, and just by the sheer numbers of posts on social media, I believe that's what's getting the message through quite clearly. And, yes, they are swelling our ranks immensely now.
Amen. Amen, my friend. Well, Derek, you stay in touch with us here, will you, please? Because I love the fact that you keep us abreast as to what's taking place in Australia there. And it's important, friends, that we hear firsthand. Again, thank you, Derek, from Australia. Friends, he just told you. The mainstream media reported hundreds of people showed up in protest to corruption. Okay? He said he had an accurate number, 1.4 million people. But what did the mainstream media do? Folks, this is how it happens. This is how dictators take and continuously wield control and the chains over the people. It's when the people believe the lies that they are enslaved. It's when the people respond in truth to God, they are liberated. Read John 8:32 when you get a moment. Also read 2 Corinthians 3:17 when you get a moment. Let me go from Australia to that of Canada, just to show you again as to what's taking place there. Now we have veterans that have formed a line between the police and the truckers at the Windsor Bridge. Now, I want you to remember what I told you during the first segment, friends. The Ottawa police chief just resigned, not because the people had enough of the fact that he didn't deal with all of those truckers. Nothing could be further from the truth. Folks, when people put down the mainstream media, they shut off their televisions and they put the papers down, which is all propaganda. They read the Word of God. They obey Him. That's how you win your country back. And that's exactly what we're seeing in Canada. The more they oppose the good people in Canada, what's happening, friends? What are they doing? They're provoking the people all the more to respond, and a response is exactly what they are getting in so many different ways. Now, I want to show you this because I said this was going to happen, and it is happening. This is the Epic Times. Thousands pour into Ottawa, amplifying the voice of protest around the capital. So every time Trudeau and his little subordinates that have sold the people out in Canada come out and threaten the people, the more their ranks are swelling. Folks, this should tell you why this show is so heavily censored by the mainstream media, why the mainstream media spends so much time trying to demonize this show, because we're telling you everything they don't want you to hear. because we're giving you forth the truth that exposes their lies. It uncovers them for who they are, which again is a mercy of God. But look at this. Thousands pour into Ottawa, amplifying the voice of protest around the Capitol. Isn't that crazy? Folks, what's happening in Ottawa, and it's happened in America. Now again, yesterday I'd taken the time to make the clear distinction as to what's going on in so many different countries in the world. They're in the millions, as you just heard from our friend Derek in Australia. 1.4 million people were protesting corruption in Australia. Here in America, drove down the highway not too long ago, and the good Americans here, you know what they were doing? They were out on the ice digging a hole to catch a little fishy. Isn't that crazy? And it's interesting, they love their freedoms more than the American people do, somehow or another. And before you jump the gun with me, I'm talking about those people that are responsible for doing nothing in the face of tyranny. If you're one of those people, get jacked, get angry, get mad. That's okay, because the truth is the only thing that you're standing against at that particular time, which is right now. And I'm quite frankly sick and tired of people that do nothing but talk about what needs to be done. And then when it comes time to doing, they're the first ones out on the old ice, cutting a hole, catching a little fishy that might just fill a little bit of their appetite. It's embarrassing to say the least. But let's go back to the brave, to the bold, and to the righteous right now. We just found out concerning what is in fact going on in Canada. I'm giving you more information as it rolls out on a live level and a live feed here, friends. But Trudeau's personal security just resigned. Did you know that? He just resigned his personal security. Why? Because he says he refuses to obey their tyrannical orders. Their tyrannical orders. Do you guys want to hear a little of something as to what he may have to say to the people all over the world?
I'm about to lose mine, and my primary responsibility for the last 8 years was supporting protection of our prime minister. The irony is not lost on me, and probably not lost on him either. And as a Mountie, I always felt it was very important that I know what my legal authorities are and that police officers should know exactly what authority they have to do what they do.
That's right.
So I spent a fair amount of time researching the different legislation surrounding what we're currently dealing with, have subsections that detail how both are subject to the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms. And I would like to just read the paragraph 3 of the Emergencies Act to you. Whereas the Governor and Council, in taking such special temporary measures, would be subject to the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms and the Canadian Bill of Rights, and must have regard to the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, particularly with respect to those fundamental rights that are not to be limited or abridged, even in a national emergency.
Even in a national emergency.
Former Premier of Newfoundland, Brian Peckford.
So you see what's happening, friends? Clearly. Their whole narrative is caving, and they don't want you to know that it's caving. They want you to think it's stronger than ever. I'm going to come back on the other side, and I want you to check out what the said authorities in Canada just did or are attempting to do to their own people that are protesting the crimes of the tyrants. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In breaking news, Prince Andrew has agreed to settle a sexual assault lawsuit from Virginia Gouffray, according to her lawyer, David Boies. The sum and settlement is not being disclosed, and the letter to the court says Prince Andrew intends to make a substantial donation in support of victims' rights. Gouffray alleged that Jeffrey Epstein trafficked her to Prince Andrew, who she claimed took advantage and sexually abused her when she was 17. From the beginning, Prince Andrew has denied the allegations. A new poll shows that over 66% of Democrats would like to see Hillary Clinton investigated for any role she may have had in trying to manufacture former President Donald Trump's ties to Russia in an attempt to smear him. That's a rise of over 20% since last October. The most recent court documents reveal that Special Counsel John Durham's investigation is ready to prove that the Clinton campaign tried to infiltrate computer systems at Trump Tower and the White House. This is USA Radio News. The families of nine victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting have now agreed to a $73 million settlement of a lawsuit against the maker of the rifle used to kill 20 first graders and six educators in 2012. Remington, which made the Bushmaster AR-15 style rifle used in the massacre, also agreed to allow the families to release numerous documents obtained during the lawsuit, including ones showing how it marketed the weapon. The families and a survivor of the shooting sued Remington in 2015, saying the company should have never sold such a dangerous weapon to the public. They said their focus now is on preventing future mass shootings. The city of New York fired more than 1,400 workers who failed to comply with the city's COVID-19 vaccine mandate, according to the mayor's office. Over 64% worked for the city's education department. The United Federation of Teachers, the public school teachers union, said last week 700 of its members had been given notice that they would be fired. The union joined with others to block the firings, but a judge ruled in favor of the city. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, so welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Let's keep this live. You just heard during the break that Prince Andrews, he settles a sexual abuse lawsuit with Virginia Gouffray. Now, I'm just curious, friends, how many people have you known or known of that were guilty of sexually assaulting a minor that were just merely given a way to buy themselves out of the consequence of the crime? Scripture is very clear when it tells us, thou shalt not wrest judgment. That means pervert judgment. Okay, thou shalt not respect persons, nor take a gift, for a gift doth blind the eyes of the wise and pervert the words of the righteous. Okay, so here you have it again. Those that act as if they're above the law, because the people allow these people to do the things that they do. The prince in England now can merely give a little money to Virginia Gouffray, and he's okay to go free, scot-free. No consequence, none of that. Folks, this is what I mean when I continuously tell you that none of us are above the law. And as long as the people allow these people to continuously commit the crimes that they commit and go scot-free without consequence of the laws that they break, they're going to continuously breed more of it and more of it and more of it. Read Psalm 12:8 when you get a moment. This sickens me to the core. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 26:9, for those that love the Lord, you have ears to hear and you have eyes to see. Listen and watch. Scripture tells us. It says, for when his judgments are in the earth through the church and through the righteous, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. This is not teaching the inhabitants of the world righteousness. This is teaching them that that's all you have to do is have enough money to buy off any corrupt judge that will see fit to overlook the crimes that you are guilty of. And this is the message to the younger generation. And if you want to wonder, or if you wonder why the younger generation looks at the older generation as a total reproach, this is exactly why. Because there's no justice, Americans. Then what did we hear right after that from the propagandist? We heard right after that about how a gun manufacturer is getting sued for $73 million. A gun manufacturer is getting sued for $73 million for the weapon that was used in killing children. Wait a second. First of all, it was a gun-free zone, number one. All of those said politicians that did their best to disarm those children and those teachers from defending themselves from an assailant, every single one of them should be brought to the court of, a court of law, and they should be punished for their crimes committed against those children. That is the responsible party, along with the one that pulled the trigger. You don't blame the gun for the crime. You blame the one that pulled the trigger, the one that committed the crime. Friends, I'm telling you, we are on a slippery slope here. This is insane. This is the most ridiculous thing I ever have heard of in all of my life. A gun manufacturer being sued for $73 million because of some lunatic. Do you see where this is going? It's going to go to mental health, which we've been warned about for a long time. Now they're going to, government wants to jump in there and start telling you who is mentally capable of having a firearm or a weapon and who cannot. This is dangerous. You already have a set administration that zeroed in on stripping you of your God-given rights, and this is another step to doing just that. Okay. Don't forget about Donald Trump, who actually had 26 governors, and it was 26 governors that helped pass through, and a majority of more Republicans, the good guys, they're sold you as the good guys, right? No difference between the left and the right, friends, anymore, okay? The only thing that matters is God's moral law. And I'm talking about Luke 11:21 and 11:22. Read it when you get a moment. Common sense comes into play here. But again, what I want you to understand is 55 unconstitutional gun legislative, they call them laws, but they're policies that undermine the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights were passed by Donald Trump the first 500 days. Cross-check me. Prove me wrong. I'm here. 1-866-582-9933. But when you have a judge sitting on a bench telling the victims that they have a right to sell the gun manufacturer or to sue the gun manufacturer for $73 million, you better understand that's all aimed at 350 million people in this country and to the number of those that have the right to bear arms. That's all aimed at you. Do you understand this? That is not law. That is ignorance. That is tyrannical. The fact of the matter is that is not sound. The word sound means defined out as being without error. That is not sound judgment in any sense of the word. Folks, these judges need to be removed. Article 3, Section 1, if they don't sit during good behavior, you remove them. They need to be removed, friends. Okay? Because when you put the brakes on all this and you begin to bring about the justice that they fail to bring upon their own heads, Isaiah 26:9, right? Lawfully. You're going to send the message to fear the Lord, Proverbs 16:6. But until that happens, this is going to continue on. This is going to continue on. I'm going to take Adam from Michigan. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Here in Michigan. Yep.
Yes.
Had court again today.
Okay.
Fantastic. And talking about those judges. My
yep.
judge so far has been fair. But one of the things I wanted to hit on really was that We've run into a lot of issues with these boards and the attorneys and the system. I spoke this morning at the county commission meeting and had to listen to them, give answers. And while we need to check with our attorney on every tough decision in any way, shape, or form, every single one of these bodies continues to fall back on their legal counsel when it's their duty to make decisions. And the board members try to say, well, I'm not an attorney. I can't read the law like you can. And these things are written actually.
No, wait a second, though. Wait, slow down a little bit, Adam. Slow down a little bit. Okay, so wait a second. Yeah. They don't know the law, but they can break the law? Because that's what they're doing.
Right.
This is insane.
So last night at the meeting, they violated the rights for the public to speak, and I actually cited to them Attorney General opinion from 1976 that explains that any rules that govern public comment time is to encourage the participation and cannot discourage the participation, as well as from this year's current Open Meetings Act handbook for Michigan that states that they cannot make a rule that limits or denies participation. And they literally denied. They said, and part of this school's rule is that they are allowing to limit one. They have two public comment times, and you can only speak at one of those times.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they're making the rules as they go along. That's what they're doing, Adam. You know that. You see this all the time. They're making the rules as they go along. And go back to the attorneys. Now we understand why Jesus can, the more I get into the issues of life, the more I understand why Jesus cursed those attorneys. Because they withhold the keys of knowledge. And the fact of the matter is, what do? They sit there and they bleed their clients because, hey, win or lose, they still profit. And that's the problem with our system. And they're also sworn to the bar. Adam, have you ever asked any of these attorneys when they, just the simple questions as to what does the Constitution say? And sit there with a blank look on their face as if they're a new cow looking at a gate or something. I mean, it's just the bizarrest thing.
Why I'm so passionate and upset when I hear boards say this is that when I myself was the township supervisor in my community, I had to communicate with my attorney. My group that controlled the politics in my community wanted to remove me. And so because the attorney was on their side, he was not obeying and giving the proper law, and I caught him in it, and I still have the evidence of it, and I had to call him on it just by simply reading two laws that conflict with each other, and I have this evidence. I've not known what to do with it for 5 years still because no one in my community would help me, but I'm learning now how I'm going to make sure that those attorneys get exposed or reprimanded for doing wrong. But the point is making sure that these board members do not fall back on these attorneys because they are politically connected, they are power connected in different ways, and they are not making the just decisions for the people of that community, for that municipality. They're doing things for different needs, and it's separate. And we need to get that connection again so these boards are representative of us in our communities, no longer political powers controlling our communities.
That's exactly what's happening. Yeah. There's that alliance that's going on, and it's the mystery of iniquity. And how this goes on, I mean, I don't understand even when I look through the eyes of the bad guy, understanding who they are and what they do. What is it that they don't understand? You're losing your country. You're aiding and abetting those that are destroying your own country. When you destroy law, you're destroying your freedoms. And that's exactly what these people are doing, and it's what they've been doing for a long time. Adam, I did want to tell you this because someone sent me an email, I'm guessing probably about a year and a half ago, and I never forgot it. But she said that out of 400 attorneys that graduated law school, not one attorney of those 400 that graduated could make reference to law or where law came from. Just think about that. There we have it. Thank you for your call, Adam. Good to hear from you, brah.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon. Yep, we will. Yep. Talk soon. Thank you. Folks, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. I'm going to give you a little of what Ron Paul had brought about concerning justice of those that have been tormenting people on a global basis over the last 2 years. And then I'm going to go to Justin Trudeau, and I'm going to show you what it looks like when you precipitate war and assume authorities that have never been delegated. It's crazy. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Dr. John Diamond. I'm the director of Peacemakers Outreach and the author of the book, An Appeal to Heaven. Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty radio show is a breath of fresh air in a nation where even the pastors are afraid to preach the truth.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Really quick, I just wanted to give you a heads up. We are going to be, for the love of God and country, at the ballroom there. I know that there's going to be about 400 people, and I know it's sold out. But with that said, you still may be able to capture some tickets if someone pulled out of the event. But go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to Bradley's schedule. There's an email address there. You can go ahead and contact someone over there. It's going to be Saturday, February 19th. Saturday, February 19th, this Saturday, and it is going to be in Clear Lake, Iowa. Clear Lake, Iowa. We're also going to be in Pigeon Forge with Alan Keyes, presidential contender, the guy that just spanked Obama at the beginning of the 2000s. It was shameless on the behalf of that foreign sodomite, Barack Hussein Obama. But we'll be with Alan Keyes. That will be on the 23rd. And then we will be at MSU. I will be preaching at a college for 3 hours. I got them. Amen. And then I will be doing the high school as well. I got them for an hour. But you know what? All matters with planting seed. That's what we do here. Just got another invitation to do some in-studio stuff in Tennessee. We'll see what happens there. But again, friends, we're also going to be at WP CNN in Florida, doing some in-studio stuff there. The reason I bring this stuff up is because what happens is we set up these tours. People call us, ask us to come. We do our best to accommodate. And then all of a sudden people start calling and filling it in because they see that we're coming in their vicinity, their area. And so let me just say it this way. We're going to be back down south in a couple months here, but I do want to say that if you want to book us to do something, now's the time to do it. 1-866-233-0747. Looks like we're going to be heading out to Colorado, possibly South Dakota, Montana, and California in May here. 1-866-233-0747. But before that, we are going to be in Florida. We're going to be in South Carolina, Tennessee, and in Iowa in the up-and-coming weeks. 1-866-233-0747. I want to bring this up before I highlight what we're talking about. Now, I've been doing it the whole show, assuming authorities that have never been granted. This is precipitating war. There's no doubt about it, and it's a push for war, and I believe that they're inciting people to respond because they want to break up the people that will resist to those that will not resist. And let me insert this into this conversation. Ben Franklin was right when he said, make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour. That's exactly what they want to see. If you don't make yourself a wolf now, just keep in mind it's just a matter of time before you are devoured. And I am now thinking of, hang on a second. Oh, my goodness. Somebody help me really quick. I can see his face. And the pacifist, I'm thinking of a quote. Just hang on a second. We're doing live radio, folks. This happens all day long, all day long. And I am thinking, and I'm, oh, there we go, there we go, there we go, there we go. Thank you, Lord. Winston Churchill said, an appeaser is one who feeds a crocodile hoping it will eat him last. That's right. That's exactly right. An appeaser is one who feeds a crocodile hoping it will eat him last. In other words, you'll just go along with the tyrants, but we don't realize you're just, and I know this because you're cowards. You're fearful, which brings a snare. You're also the first ones that go to the judgment seat of God. You'll be cast into the lake of fire where you belong because we haven't been given a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and of a sound mind. And perfect love casteth out fear, tells us in the book of 2 John, or in 1 John. And, but what you are is you're people that just kind of, you know, just keep ignoring what your duty is and obligations are before God and man. And the fact of the matter is it catches up to you, but you hope that it never comes to you. And that's why I continuously make reference to Amos 6:3, because it's a matter of time. If you don't deal with the wicked, they will come to your front door. Just ask the Red Terror, Joseph Stalin. Just ask Adolf Hitler. Just ask Mao Zedong. Just ask any dictator, Pol Pot. Folks, I can go back all the way down to Mussolini. I mean, it's ridiculous what people don't realize. You are pacifying the crocodile and hoping that he will eat you last, but rest assured, he will eat you if you allow him to eat you. Okay, so let's get to this. This is Ron Paul, and I think this is great as to what he's bringing to the table. He wants justice concerning the people that have tortured the people over the last 2 and 3 years on this globe for all of that which has taken place through this pandemic. Check this out.
Some of the people on the far left who's been preaching the gospel of COVID seem to be changing their tune, and it's not because they have principles. It's that there were a few people demonstrating. I guess what they were doing, but there are still a lot of people. The ones that are hanging on to it are really, it's almost like a religious fervor.
Yeah.
On this, that,
yeah, because they're invested into it.
No, logic is.
That's Marjorie irrelevant. Taylor Greene. Yeah. She's invested
into it. Well,
the rats
are abandoning the sinking ship, you know, and it's hard not to feel a sense that you need to have some revenge against these people that have tortured Americans for the last 2 years. Hopefully, ultimately, there will be some kind of justice.
Some kind.
You know,
that's going to come through the people.
This morning is a piece by Jordan Schachtel, and he has a Substack called The Dossier, which I highly recommend. We have reprinted that article on our website. But he points out just a couple of what are actually many, many, many. And, in fact, we've talked a lot, Dr. Paul, about how the Berlin Wall ended. One person chinked out a brick. And then another, and then another, and that's how it happens. And this is what we're seeing here. Now, these people are the same people who, and we've said this before, in 2008 said, I was never for the Iraq War. You know, what are you talking about? This is what they're trying to do now. And I want to just do a couple of clips, and this is thanks to Jordan and his great work. No, this is Ted Lieu of California, one of the biggest lockdowners, the biggest vax mandate, the biggest, you know, he would take you down if you weren't for all these things. With the rapid decline of Omicron, pandemic restrictions will be lifted sooner rather than later. And listen to this, Dr. Paul. In considering when to do so, health officials must factor in natural immunity, not just vaccination rates.
Okay, so anyways, you get the point, friends. They're calling for justice, and they're saying they hope that they get justice. Folks, that justice is going to come through the people. It's not going to come through the globalists. It's not going to come through those that are in the ranks, friends, because not a one of them is standing against it. They can sit there and play the dog and pony show all that they want, but what we're finding out, those that are speaking the loudest, like that of Marjorie Taylor Greene, well, they're actually invested into the big pharma in these said vaccines, friends. So don't forget that. Next time you see Marjorie Taylor Greene talking about how she's a victim, she's not a victim at all, friends. She's a part of the problem, and that's what the American people need to realize. Now, assuming authorities that have never been granted, I want to show you what's happened, because they're pushing, Justin Trudeau's masters are pushing the envelope, okay? And now what they're doing is they're beginning to attack even further. Are they retreating? Nope. They're going forward. And this tyranny is taking place on the northern border, Americans. And I want you to check out their new assumed authorities created out of thin air to now attack these truckers and these envoys that are protesting and the people that are protesting the likes of Justin Trudeau and his master tyrants. Check this out, friends. This is insane.
The government is issuing an order with immediate effect under the Emergencies Act, authorizing Canadian financial institutions to temporarily cease providing financial services where the institution suspects that an account is being used to further
suspects
illegal blockades and occupations.
Shutting down their bank accounts.
Order covers both personal
emergency
and
orders. It's always emergency orders.
They're directing Canadian financial institutions.
Telling the banks to shut them down.
With anyone involved.
Can you tell me where they got that authority, friends?
And report to the RCMP.
They work for the people. Not against the people. This is the face of tyranny.
Financial service provider.
Just so you know.
Able to immediately freeze or suspend an account.
This is criminal conduct.
Order. In doing so, they will be protected against civil liability for actions taken.
So what they're doing is the government saying, you do what we tell you to do, bankers, and don't worry about it. We'll defend you. Nothing will happen to you.
Relevant information.
This is the demigod attitude. They're above the law again, friends.
To ensure that we can all work together.
That we can all work together. It's not an issue of working together, friends. It's never been an issue of working together. It's always been an issue of working the way we tell you to work. And if you don't do it, then guess what's going to happen? We're going to shut down your bank accounts. Somebody in Canada, please tell me, where did they assume this authority? Because it's never been delegated to them. And notice this is all being done under the guise of the invisible enemy that's zeroed in on stripping you of your God-given rights on a global basis. Also notice she said emergency acts, okay, which have been deemed unconstitutional here in America over and over and over again. But listen carefully to William Pitt the Younger said, he said, necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. Folks, I'm trying to make sure that you understand that these people are tyrants. They are attempting to wield your chains, and the only way that they're going to do that is through your ignorance. What the people in Canada are doing, friends, is right, it's upright, and furthermore, it's lawful. What you're seeing their said representatives do is unlawful, and it is the act of dictators, it's arbitrary, and it's illegal. Make distinction. Read Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. See ya.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.